This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A huge day of Mavericks news. The Kyrie Irving story is not going away. More on that later. But also, Jalen Brunson to the Knicks is picking up steam. Segment here is brought to you by GetMortgageReady.com. We'll have Nico audio, and then we have a fun trivia game. Top 10 best draft picks of all time for the Dallas Mavericks. Segment's also brought to you by Rubin & Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders and get you to live in life again. So call Mark Rubin right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. Okay, what's the exact lead in here? Thoughts on what the Knicks are doing to make room for a possible run at your guy here, Nico?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, it's probably the worst kept secret in the NBA yeah. or in sports. So, everybody was watching that. We were watching it. It's obvious. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. It's still not a done deal. Only time will tell.
Still not a done deal. We'll wait and see. That seems different from how they talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that we'll do anything, whatever it takes, to keep Jalen Brunson. And reading the tea leaves and some of the reports that are out there this afternoon, it's starting to feel more and more like maybe it's Jalen Brunson's idea that he wants to go to the New York Knicks. And if they're willing to take the price beyond what the Mavs want to pay, it's a case that maybe we are looking at a situation where best case scenario is them making a trade. I would love Julius Randle instead of Jalen Brunson. Could we go there? The rebounding, the scoring, 5 assists per game. Like, Julius Randle is a point forward.
He's a
That's
better
what
player.
He is. Yeah. There you go. Just say it like
is.
That.
He's
better
just
player.
A better player.
Yeah.
The upside's higher.
So do we know that the Knicks were disappointed enough with Julius Randle last year they would trade him? We don't know that for a fact. But a lot of people feel like he gave up on them because he wasn't happy with some of the things. So maybe he wants out. Teams are trying to avoid luxury tax thresholds. So even though the Knicks could keep Randle and in this scenario sign Jalen Brunson. Now, beyond him, is it it's Alec Burks. It's Evan Fournier. I mean, there's nice wings that could defend and score and give you just as much, if not more, than what Jalen Brunson has given you. So there's lots of different ways to make it work with New York. But I think that's got to send a shot of anxiety through the Mavs fan base right now because it does present worst-case scenario, which is Brunson leaves and you get nothing in return, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the one thing you're really trying to avoid here. And you just have to wonder, will the Knicks even need to play nice with you, or will they have cleared out enough space to where they can just assume Jalen Brunson and the contract they're giving him, and they don't even have to let anything go? Now, maybe they want to, and who knows, but that is the biggest fear. And from Brunson's standpoint, I mean, it's winning and then maybe a little bit more money on your contract that you can get one more year of a contract with the Mavs. Those are the two pros.
Yeah.
And then everything else probably feels like it's the pro on the Knicks side, which is like I get to be, I get to be around my dad, make my dad happy, obviously. I get to play for the Knicks. I get to be in the mecca of basketball, still get to make plenty of money. Maybe he feels like he can recoup that money and with kind of the endorsements and that kind of stuff of being in New York. And they are, I mean, look what they're doing. They are just absolutely laying out the red carpet, yeah. And it's Jalen Brunson. Like, they're driving his stock up. Like, they are clearly like, we want you more than anything in the world. Like, you are our target. We're giving up everything for you, Jalen. This is your team. This is all yours. And I can understand why that would be all great selling points for Jalen Brunson.
So if you're the Mavs, are you going all the way to the max at 5-135? Like the Knicks are saying, no, we're not doing a sign and trade. We're just taking your guy. Are you saying, screw you? You know, fine. Deal with this. 5 years and $175 million. We're keeping Jalen Brunson.
I don't think I'm going that high. I just
let him walk.
I hate the idea of letting him walk, but I don't know how advantageous it is to you to max him out that way. I don't know if that becomes something that you can move on from. Jalen Brunson is great at certain values,
yeah.
But at some point you've overstepped it so much where it's like, even though we all respect that he's a solid player and I don't think you're going to get a precipitous decline in his play, it's like you wake up in 2 years, do you really want to trade for that contract? I don't know.
And there's no match. He's not restricted, audience.
Sure,
you know, it's up to him. Whatever he wants to do, he can do.
That's the biggest question, right? Because now you're talking about, okay, we just can't lose him. You're trying to keep that asset. But if that number gets to a point where you don't feel like, okay, one, I think we're overpaying for this guy. We're not comfortable at paying this price for this player anyway. He's now too rich for us. And two, I don't think we can move him anymore. Would other teams be willing to take on this salary?
That's a huge question, yeah.
If the answer
would
is
make
no,
untradeable?
Then it's no, you don't match that, right?
Yeah.
And I think to Broadus's point,
if you
point,
feel like it's untradeable, I don't think it's untradeable.
If it's not untradeable, yeah. Then you do it.
Yeah.
Because then it's still better served to maintain that asset. This is what it's all about. The Mavericks, what we're talking about right now, they don't have a lot of pieces to move. You're still better served maintaining Brunson on your roster as a potential trade piece for you in the future. If you think you can move him, even at that price, then you still match that contract, even if the Knicks are unwilling to do a sign and trade.
Yeah, because the salary cap's going to hit $120, $130 million over the next couple of years, and even at $35 million, that's still like 28% of the cap. It's not like 40% of the cap or some of the deals we've seen in the past that are like prohibitive. But yeah, I think as the cap goes up, you could continue to, you know, be flexible with Jalen Brunson. All righty, let's play this game here, gentlemen, as it's a huge story. And next week, free agency starts. So really, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have an absolute ball talking about how this basketball team comes together and all the big Cowboys storylines and, of course, the Texas Rangers and everything else. Top 10 Dallas Maverick draft picks of all time. Coming in at number 10 is the... Okay, you guys ready to play this game? You better be ready on them triggers.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I see Lucius Alexander putting on his headset. He's ready to rock. Is anybody else ready to go? Do you got your game faces on?
My body is ready.
Number 10 on this list is a man whose nickname is also the name of a piece of farm equipment.
Tractor trailer?
Brian Broaddus gets it.
That's a good one.
1999, first round, ninth overall.
Michigan.
Of course, the man the Mavs traded.
That's the thing.
One Dirk.
It's so difficult to know. It's like who drafted who, and then they traded. Like even last night, it's weird where like they're on the broadcast and like the Mavs are making their quote-unquote 26th pick, and everybody in the world knows it's not the Mavs pick, it's Houston's, and then actually goes to Minnesota, I think, and they draft Wendell Moore or whatever, and it's like, and they're talking about it like it's going to be the Mavericks. The Mavericks make this selection. This is their Mavericks player, and it's like, it's just weird ESPN has to do that, and it's like, everybody, why are we doing this right now?
Can I get a real broadcast where we're just talking about what's happening and not honoring all these weird leaked CBA rules?
All the video that we'd seen leading up to draft was with Luka with an Atlanta hat on.
Yeah.
That was just so
stupid.
Strange.
So dumb.
The Trae Young thing.
Trae Young with a Mavs hat on. I'm like, that's you know, our kids are going to look at that one day. They're going to go,
huh?
Did he really play? I'm like, no, it was some weird thing the NBA did. They made him wear the hats.
It's just dumb.
Number 9 on the list was part of a really fun trio in the 90s for the Mavs. He was an all-star in 2003, although by this point he was with another team.
Mashburn.
Oh,
Jamal Mashburn. Mashburn. Yeah. Oh, okay. You're thinking out loud there, Brian. I'll accept that as an answer.
Do you want us to buzz in? Or,
yeah. I was thinking Mashburn buzzers? Or Jackson. I couldn't remember. They were, okay. One was picked before the other. Was Jackson was before Mashburn, I believe.
Okay. Let's get a hand raise from now on.
Okay. We'll raise hands.
I was
here.
Thinking out loud. That was my bad.
Oh, you're good. It did pay off for you. And you now have a 2-0 lead. The smart money would bet that that'll be your final tally.
Yeah. So I think know it. Now that I have to raise my hand, yes, it will be.
Number 8 on the list is 1983, was the 9th overall pick of your Dallas Mavericks. He shared a draft class with one Larry Bird. Yes.
Oh.
That's, Brian.
I believe they had 2 picks that year. It's either Dale or Lewis. Harper. Let's go Harper.
That is an incorrect answer, Brian.
Oh, that's where I was going. I thought he had it.
Okay.
Good guess.
His L was my L.
I know who the other one is then.
I know the last name. Ellis?
It's Dale Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, we'll accept Ellis.
Okay. Big Dale.
Wow.
Thank you.
Zeniel. Harper. I know his last name.
Gosh darn it, Dale.
Ellis.
Harper was not better than Dale Ellis. Okay.
Shot better than 40% from three-point range.
Up on the list.
Over 17 seasons, over 40% from downtown. This was one of the few guys they would let shoot threes in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah. Well, what was his field goal attempts per game from three, like 0.5?
Yeah.
Half a three a game.
It's a long way to the rim from here, guys.
That's right.
Unless you're wide open, you might as well just swing it around. Dump it into the big man.
Big Dale Ellis. That's outstanding. Nice work, Wolchuk.
Okay, it's 2-1 Broadus. Number 7 on the list had the nickname Big Smooth.
What that Dak do, Sam Perkins?
He got it. 2-1. Lucius is on the board. Yes, he was 1984. First round, 4th overall pick out of North Carolina, averaged 14-7 in his 6 seasons with the Mavs. Number 6 on the list. You go back to 1981. First round, 1st overall.
Oh, Mark McGuire.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Was it a call on?
Wait to be called on.
I think his
cheating cancels out your cheating. Wolchuk, you now have a cheat you can pull off if you'd like. And Lucius, you do have as well.
Just you mean Chiafalo? Now, Wolchuk used his cheat.
That's right. Yes. We'll call that a mulligan.
I'm starting to get sexier.
It's 2-2.
That was a hand up.
But never speak unless called upon again. You understand that, right?
I was so excited. I knew one. I'm so sorry.
Number 5 on the list, the top 10 Mavericks draft picks of all time. Was the first German this organization ever took. Wolchuk.
Dallas Shrimp.
He's up to 3-2-1. Number 4 on the list is 1983, first round, 11th overall.
Oh,
brought us.
Ronaldo Blackman?
No.
No, I got it. Harper. That's their
Chia follows on the board.
Oh, geez, no.
Three to two, to one.
Oh, all of you.
You had that earlier, Brian. What the hell?
He fumbled the bag.
I was thinking I went 81 instead of 83. My bad.
Number 3 on the list. His jersey hangs in the rafters. He's a good broadcaster. Wolchuk.
Derek Harper.
No.
Oh, we just went with Derek Harper.
Brought us.
Brad Davis?
No.
His jersey hangs in the rafters, and he's a good broadcaster?
Yeah. Most people don't realize. Everybody hasn't guessed yet. Most people don't realize he was obtained with a pick that was acquired from Denver in the Kiki Vandeweghe deal.
He was the first pick ever for the Mavs, Kiki Vandeweghe, 1980, I believe.
Oh, that should have been a guess.
His last name also kind of describes his demographics.
I think I know this one.
Oh, man. This hurts, boys. I'm
1981, first round, 9th overall.
If his jersey's up there, I think
I just said
this.
It. Lucius? I just said it. Lucius.
Rolando Blackman.
Rolando Blackman, he got it. 4-3-2-1.
It describes his demographic.
Y'all scared to jump out there.
To do.
Y'all so scared to jump out there.
I think he's Blackman, but I'm not going to say it.
Cannonball!
I'm sorry. Okay, number 2 on the list. Plays on the team. Zach.
Luka
Doncic,
How is he not one?
I don't know.
Dirk?
Let me see if we can get an explanation here from...
Is Dirk going to count them?
No, they're not going to count Dirk.
First over?
This was done by the Morning News staff. They couldn't even put somebody's name on it.
Josh Green.
No, number 1 coaches the team. Wolchuk. Jason Kidd, yes. He put down 19 years worth of leading virtually all his teams to winning records, playoffs with Dallas and title in 2011. number two overall pick. Yeah, I guess longevity, but
first round picks.
Okay. He played with two other teams.
So I guess Luka just needs more time before we're going to put him over a kid.
I wish it would have been funny if they'd
got
put
you a title.
If they put Trae Young there. They should have put Trae Young at one.
I mean, I think Rolando Blackman should be one in this case. His jersey's up there.
Yeah, for sure. We got to run. Friday staple here. Biggest L, biggest dub with Chiafalo. That's coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.